This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We are talking today about September 11th, how our culture has and hasn't changed in the decade since the attacks, and how artists have tried to understand and deal with what happened. During the cleanup of Ground Zero, 700 million pounds of steel were removed. Some pieces were shipped like relics to be used in memorials all over the country. One chunk ended up in Tampa, Florida.
It's 1 inch thick, 17 inches wide, and 43 inches tall, if I'm correct. This is a piece of history that we are touching. This is a piece of history that we're handling. And this is a piece of history that we're creating.
Dominique Martinez is making a 9/11 memorial for the Firefighters Museum in Tampa. It's 10 feet tall and includes that piece of charred World Trade Center steel.
We took solid stainless steel bar and rolled them to have the wishbone effect at the base of the towers, just like they were. And then integrated inside of it is a flange off one of the I-beams off the North Tower that's sealed inside of it. So in comparison, people can see the bulk of the I-beam, the chunkiness of it, the sturdiness of it. We're not trying to make this look all pretty like everything is fine. It's not the point. But they can see of the beauty and the grandeur that the towers once held. Because in our minds, it's still there. No matter how we look at it, it is still there.